So why don't we get started? Welcome, everyone. My name is Winston Tseng, the chair-elect with the APA Caucus. I want to welcome you to our session, first Monday morning session, Culturally Appropriate Public Health Approaches in Asian and Pacific Islander Communities. We have a great set of presenters this morning, and I just want to first mention that APA Caucus is a association that's founded in 1974. We're the first API national organization that was established, and we're the only association, organization within APHA that prioritizes issues of API's health. And I want to certainly welcome your, if you're interested in being a member, it's free, and you please sign up. There are membership forms that will be distributed. We also have a program guide this year. It's in the back if you want to pick one up. We have a great set of sessions, oral sessions, posters, and roundtables. And also we have a great reception tomorrow night. And anyways, please look at our program guide for that. And so I just want to also mention for the rules for the presentations, each presenter will have about 15 minutes to present. And a little, I'm going to give a little time in between each presentation for a few questions and answers. And if we have a little more time at the end, then we can have a discussion. Okay, first, I want to welcome Ann Poblador, Outreach Coordinator from Asian American Health Initiative in Montgomery County, Maryland. Mm-hmm. And she's going to be presenting on improving the level of health education and outreach to accommodate the needs of diverse Asian American community, the Health Promoters Program, if you welcome her.
Good morning, everyone. As mentioned, my name is Anne-Marie Poblador, and I am the Outreach Coordinator with the Asian American Health Initiative based in Montgomery County, Maryland. This morning, I'll be presenting on the Health Promoters Program, a program which was implemented a few years ago to help AHI staff outreach to a diverse community. Over the years, the Asian American population in Montgomery County has rapidly increased, with widening health disparities that continue to impair the social and economic mobility facing this population. As we all know, the Asian American community is very diverse, rich with culture, traditions, and religions. Asia itself is the largest continent in size and population, and within the diverse subgroups that are represented, there are over 100 different languages and dialects spoken at home. According to census, 13.3% are Asian Americans in Montgomery County. As you can see, this is almost equivalent to the Latino and African American populations. Six of the main subgroups that are represented here constitute 87% of the Asian population in Montgomery County. As you can see, about 13% are grouped into other Asians. Of the 13%, 10% are disaggregated into 8 different subgroups. And within this group, still another 2.8% are considered and grouped into other Asians. We consider this a small, isolated Asian communities, and although they represent such a small percentage, they are represented and they do exist. And among these groups include the Burmese and Nepali. The diversity of groups that are represented thus far really make Montgomery County's Asian population makeup so unique. We all know that there's a need for more local, national health data on Asian Americans. Recently, the Asian American Health Initiative commissioned a needs assessment report where we collected some local data regarding general health concerns facing the community through the organization of various focus groups. And I have the needs assessment report available after my presentation behind you. You can take them home or request for them if you're interested. And a lot of the presentation I'm presenting is in our needs assessment report for your review. But beyond data collection, we know that the model minority myth inhibits access to adequate health care, in which it states that Asian Americans are not plagued by the social, economic, and health disparities facing other minority groups. But in reality, this stereotype is obviously far from accurate. Asian Americans do suffer from health disparities. They do have low socioeconomic and insurance status, especially with Asians being more likely than whites to be without health insurance and are more likely to be unable to afford care when they need it. In Montgomery County in particular, the Asian per capita income declined in 2007 in comparison to the non-Hispanic whites and blacks. And more importantly, Asian Americans do suffer from extreme culture and language barriers, especially with high rates of linguistic isolation that continue to exacerbate and impede on the existing health disparities that we have. In Montgomery County especially, Asian Americans suffer from the highest linguistic isolation rate of 40%, meaning no one beyond the age of 14 speaks English well or very well at home. Asians do suffer from similar chronic health disparities that other minority groups face, especially with cancer, the leading cause of death, especially breast cancer for Asian women, the prevalence of hepatitis B, where Asians are more likely to die from liver cancer, osteoporosis due to low bone mass and lactose intolerance. There are also high rates of smoking among the Asian American youth. And among the rising concerns facing the community right now are topics such as mental health, tuberculosis, and cardiovascular disease. So because of the diversity and the multiplicity of the socioeconomic statuses and subgroups and languages that are represented in Montgomery County, the Asian American Health Initiative was formed to help the county address its broader or achieve its broader mandate to addressing health disparities among Asian Americans in the county. AHI was funded in July 2004 under the county's Department of Health and Human Services. This was in fiscal year 2005. In Montgomery County, the fiscal calendar works from July to June of the following year. Our mission is to identify healthcare needs, to implement competent health services, and to develop programs that are accessible and available to all Asian Americans in Montgomery County. We do have a diverse advocacy and advisory group known as our steering committee, and they are composed of various community and faith-based organization leaders, public health experts, and as well as county residents. Although we are a six-person staff, we do oversee and manage seven different programs. They are the cancer, hepatitis B, health promoters, osteoporosis, tobacco control, diabetes, and our patient navigators program. All of these programs were implemented because there are high rates of prevalence. With limited staff and diversity of the languages represented, we created the health promoter model to help staff outreach to and educate this diverse community because not all of us can speak all the Asian languages. This is why the health promoters program really and health promoters play such a crucial role as they are the backbone of our mission. Health promoters are trained on all of our programs and the services that are acquainted with each of them. The health promoters program was established and funded in July 2006 through the Minority Outreach Technical Assistance, also known as the MOTA grant. The mission is to reduce language and culture barriers in terms of outreach and education. And health promoters are to assist staff at outreach events to raise awareness and visibility about all of AHI's programs, most importantly acting as a health educator within their own communities. Health promoters generally work 8 to 10 hours per month, depending on the number of events that are organized. Our methods of recruitment include media campaigns, where we advertise various ads in various ethnic newspapers in the Washington metropolitan area. We advertise the positions on our website. We recruit members from our community events. And most importantly, recruit new members through our very own health promoters as well, who are really proud of the work that they do in the community, and they recruit their own friends and family. AHI's health promoters are lay volunteers who provide primary and secondary prevention education for prevention. They are bilingual in English and in Asian language. They represent a diversity of different backgrounds. Majority are Montgomery County residents. Many are full-time employees outside of AHI. Many possess diverse professional backgrounds other than health. They are family-oriented and deeply committed to serving their communities. And because we are funded by the MOTA grant, we do compensate our health promoters $10 per hour for all of their contributions. These characteristics that I've listed about AHI's health promoters are unique in a sense that they truly want to give back to the community, where money isn't really at the top of their concern. So it's very admirable and respectable that they are doing this just to give back to their own community. 90% of the health promoters' roles and responsibilities are dedicated towards outreach events, also known as community events. At these events, they are assigned to assist staff in each of our programs. For example, one or two will be assigned to provide linguistically appropriate one-on-one education on cancer. Another three could be assigned to provide osteoporosis education, and another two on diabetes and so forth. They assist in providing bone density screenings, where we measure the client's bone density through the heel of their bone. They also assist on providing carbon monoxide screenings, as well as blood pressure screenings. Through education and the screening services we provide, they assist in basic data collection, and that is through recording the number of people educated and the number of people screened. But beyond these services, health promoters also assist in recruiting eligible county residents for cancer screenings on breast, cervical, prostate, and colorectal. And most importantly, what health promoters really do for our program is that they provide access They provide AHI access into their own communities. Oftentimes, they take initiative in setting up an event in their own church and temple, and this is through providing the contact information of the person in charge. Interpretation and translation services are crucial, we all know that, in reducing language and culture barriers for least English proficient clients who are seeking adequate healthcare services. And with the help of these bilingual volunteers, they really bridge the gap between patient and staff at our organization. Often our health promoters assist in basic translations of flyers that we distribute in the community, the presentations that we utilize at our health fairs and seminars, and various screening forms that can just be accessible to the community, especially for the senior population. 10% of their duties are dedicated towards trainings and meetings provided by AHI MOTA. Because we are MOTA funded, we do support MOTA events and activities. Annually, AHI conducts a training for both new and returning health promoters, where they learn in-depth information about AHI's programs. There are approximately 3 to 4 MOTA trainings every year where they learn and listen about cross-cultural communication, advocacy, and leadership skills. On a monthly basis, AHI staff and health promoters, we come together as a group where we share our challenges and our successes in outreaching to diverse communities. We share and explore resources and ideas. And oftentimes we just sit down and listen to both public health experts, different perspectives in talking about other, not necessarily AHI's programs, but other health concerns and topics that are facing this population. Recently, the group went through a 2-hour meeting on stroke where they learned ways to prevent it. To get a sense of what a health fair composes of, it is often a collaborative effort with our community and faith-based organization, and are held in different venues. They're often held at churches, temples, community centers, schools, or local parks. Education and screening services and all of AHI's programs are offered at these events. And depending on how big the event is, predominantly we'll have 5 to 6 health promoters assist us at each of these events. These are some of the health promoters in action. This was in a Korean church, this is at a Chinese church, and this was at a Cambodian temple. All of our services are in Montgomery County. So, health fairs and seminars are in-depth 1 to 2 hour lectures that focus on AHI's programs to educate the community and provide preventive measures. Depending on what the community has requested, these lectures focus on cancer, hepatitis B, diabetes, osteoporosis, or tobacco cessation. Now, presentations that we provide at these events are translated and are interpreted into the targeted language of the population that we serve. HI also reaches out to small local businesses such as nail salons, Asian markets, and restaurants, where we provide outreach to a small group of workers because oftentimes they work such long hours and they don't have time to visit our events on the weekends. And oftentimes these people are the uninsured, low-pay individuals. With client care coordination, health promoters assist staff in the navigation of screening appointments and follow-up procedures by providing on-site interpretation. This table over here shows the number of health promoters recruited over the years. Currently, we are in fiscal year 2009, and as you can see, not only has there been an increase in the number of health promoters recruited, but also in the number of health promoters we've retained. There's also been an increase in the number of languages being represented over here, which is really vital when we're serving such a diverse community. This table illustrates the number of trainings and meetings that have been conducted over the past 2 years. Of the 45 events that were conducted last year, 7 of these events were organized by health promoters. And out of these 7 events, 4 of these events were new communities that we visited for the year, which is a huge accomplishment. Health promoters contribute 380 hours towards outreach events, 345 hours towards trainings and meetings, and 90 hours towards other contributions. As we recruit more health promoters and reach out to newer communities, we're able to increase the number of people we reach out to and educate and provide health services to. In the past 2 years, since AHI was funded, we were able to provide services to 14 different communities with the help of health promoters. Last year, health promoters recognized the need in the community for a resource guide to help improve communication between patient and health provider. This guide lays out certain consumer rights, such as the right to adequate health care, regardless of language, insurance status, and legal status. I have copies of this available also after my presentation if you're interested. Due to budget cuts facing the county, health promoters are limited to the various training opportunities they have, and as well as the number of hours they contribute every month. As we reach out to new and isolated communities, the MOTA grant may not be sufficient enough to fund a health promoters program. This ends my presentation. Like I said, I do have the needs assessment report and our medical guides in the back if you're interested in taking them home with you. Thank you.
We're just going to take one or two questions. Have any questions? If not, maybe at the end as well you could ask. Next, I would like to introduce John Cho, Acting Assistant Professor from University of Washington, Department of Medicine. And he's going to be presenting on guilt and ambivalence, an exploration of beliefs about bone marrow and peripheral stem cell donation among Korean Americans.